Yeah, I paid them to move it, yes.
And then he had to rehook it back up?
No, and that one they actually had to do some work.
It looked like they were hiding it in the walls. They were hiding
Had to put the wires kind of in the walls. And
Which, when it's done, is beautiful.
Looks
but
great.
Someone who has had to do that and not a professional, what a pain in the butt.
No, and he showed me the trick to get it off the rack.
Yeah.
And it's like a little pull string.
I know what you mean.
I'm glad he did it because I.
It's very unnerving when you pull that string and it's in your hand now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, let's hit a break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The entire world waiting to see what Israel's response will be after this weekend's attack by Iran. President Biden hosted Iraq's leader at the White House as fears grow for a major escalation in Mideast hostilities following Iran's attack. The president meeting for talks intended to focus primarily on U.S.-Iraq relations, which had been scheduled well before the Iranian strikes. Donald Trump is at a New York court for the start of jury selection in his alleged hush money trial. Jury selection could take 1 to 2 weeks, the trial up to 6 weeks. And Sese Lema of Ethiopia wins the Boston Marathon, finishing 2 hours, 6 minutes, 17 seconds. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 233 points. This is SRN News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures. With lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds, mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is speaking more about the recent ethics legislation that is being considered in the Alabama legislature. Marshall is opposed to the changes that are being proposed by state lawmaker Matt Simpson. Marshall says that he has discussed the issues with Simpson himself. Marshall was recently a guest on the Midday Mobile program on FM Talk 106.5.
Let's use the gift provision as an example. Do the people of Alabama really believe we need to raise the amount of gifts that can be given to public officials? And yet we're raising it across the board for everybody to the point it's $500, I think, on an annual basis coming from certain individuals. And, you know, the other thing that we've written about is the concern about the civil regime that is adopted here that would allow somebody to basically be fined for an intentional violation of the ethics law. And again, I think historically we view that as criminal provisions that need to move forward, and we don't think that we need to change from the current structure.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
This coming Tuesday, there will be runoff races throughout Alabama. The biggest race so far is for the newly redrawn 2nd Congressional District, where runoff races will occur between both the Democratic and Republican parties. If you want to know what kind of runoff race is happening in your county, go to sos.alabama.gov. Over a dozen cars had to pull over this morning on Interstate 65 out of Birmingham due to flat tires that were caused by debris on the road. The debris appears to be scrap metal, which punctured many of those tires. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into the final hour of News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. Eddie is still here.
Hey, Joe.
So how are you going to take down that possum?
Grab him by the tail, and you hold him out in front of you, and he can't bother you.
Okay. That's how. That's the approach. That, I've never had... No.
I'm going to put him in your car.
Look at me. Seriously, look at me. Do I look like somebody who can hold his own? Like that song, Country Boy Can't Survive, do you think of Joey?
Not exactly.
Yeah, I didn't think
but
so.
But I think it'd be a great video watching Joey try to remove this possum out of his car.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. Please don't get any ideas about that. Hey, enough of that. We have in the studio with us, candidate for Congress in the brand new District 2 here. The runoff is tomorrow, Caroline Dobson. Hey, Caroline.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Do you have any advice on Eddie getting rid of a possum?
Yeah, we were talking about that. We've had more of a raccoon problem lately, but our traps, the raccoon ran off with a trap. So,
oh, daggum.
So, right, yeah, that's some Alabama stuff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Where they just do your trap.
They're getting smarter. They're right. Absolutely getting smarter. So where all have you been in the district the last few days?
Oh, all over. But it's, you know, it's such a beautiful time of year. So it's been fun to be all over, but was down in Mobile. I spent some time in Washington County and Monroe County. I was in Conecuh County this morning in Evergreen. And then back here to Montgomery. Grateful to be here this afternoon. We've got a runoff reception this evening and doing a teletown hall with Riley Gaines. So really, really excited about that. I'm a huge fan of hers. And then tomorrow we'll be voting and poll greeting. So,
well, best of luck. I'll just get ahead myself and say that. Best of luck tomorrow.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
But when you look at what this race has come down to, is there a particular issue that has popped up in this?
Well, you know, I think there's, you know, again, kind of a difference of ideology and then also kind of the approach to the campaign. You know, my opponent did serve, he's served previously in the state legislature. His record is not particularly conservative. CPAC gave him a rating of 78. voted for the largest tax increase in Alabama history. Ironically, you know, when that was on the ballot, Amendment 1 in 2003, I was not able to vote yet, but yet I went around with my parents putting up vote no signs mm-hmm. all over Monroe County and Wilcox County and Conecuh County. And the people of Alabama defeated it by 67%, which was, you know, that was before the red wave here in Alabama. You know, in addition, you know, again, he's tweeted against President Trump. He quit the Republican caucus. So there's, you know, a difference in ideology. You know, I stand with President Trump. I won't be quitting the Republican caucus. I'll be digging in and fighting to make the Republican caucus more conservative. And then as respect to the approach to the campaign, you know, I'm not a career politician. I've never done this before. And, you know, from the get-go, it was my goal to be out in these counties, be in these communities. Growing up in a small town, Beatrice, in rural Monroe County, it really meant a lot when a candidate or an elected official came close by, anywhere in Monroe County, you know. And so, you know, kind of growing up like that, I wanted to get out and meet as many folks as I could because, you know, I think there truly is a silent majority. And that's the thing. Day in, day out, I've met folks throughout this district that are working so hard to make our country better. And they really deserve a voice. And so that's been, again, my mission is to be out and hear about the issues that they're facing. I mean, just yesterday I was in Conecuh County. Two older gentlemen from 1:30 to 6:30 every Sunday afternoon, they take underprivileged kids to Liefian Baptist Church and they feed them snacks and let them play basketball and teach them the gospel, you know, and that is just one story of so many throughout this district, people that are giving of their time and their energy to make our country better. And we need someone who's going to fight for them in Washington.
Now, one of the jabs that's been thrown back your way by your opponent is that you're not really from this district or, like, in this district. Like, you haven't been living here how he's been living here. Honestly, I've been seeing these sort of jabs being thrown on the Democratic side of the aisle, too, mm-hmm. With this brand-new district. So I guess my question is, like, when did you first move back to Alabama and why?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Monroe County in the district.
Right.
My dad's family's been in Monroe and Conecuh counties for a long time, several generations. I went to college out of state, as did my opponent, and then got a scholarship to Baylor Law School. I went there, practiced in Texas for a few years, met my husband, and we moved back in 2019 because I wanted to raise my kids in Alabama. I got pregnant with my first child, and my first child was born in Alabama, and I'm so proud to be raising my family here in Montgomery. Growing up in Monroe County, I, you know, again, didn't live in Montgomery, but certainly spent, it was the closest big city. So we had ballet lessons here, and we came to Fresh Market here. And I don't know if you ever went to the Eastdale Mall to see the Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
sure.
Like, that was the Santa.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He was the best.
Mm-hmm.
So ice skating, you know, so Montgomery was definitely the city I was most familiar with. And my dad and mom actually lived here right after they got married in the early 80s. My uncle and my grandfather were running the farm in Monroe County. My uncle was diagnosed with MS and my grandfather died in a tractor accident. So that kind of, I think my parents had intended to raise, you know, their family here in Montgomery too. So it was always kind of somewhere we came to. Montgomery has just some of the most incredible people. My sister lived here for a while. She was an architect and lived in the A&P Lofts, and she was in a car wreck. Her car was totaled. She was fine, but, you know, was a kind of regular at Dirk's, as most Montgomeryans are.
Yeah, sure.
And so she was kind of loading up on milk and some frozen stuff, more stuff than she usually got, and was about to check out. And the guy behind the register said, "Hey, I heard you were in a wreck. You know, this is on us."
Oh,
which
wow.
is so nice. And that, I mean, what other city of this size does that happen? I mean, she had not told him that she was in Iraq, you know, but the sense of community here is truly incredible. And I want to advocate for Montgomery to ensure that we have, you know, that you know, our military bases have the funding, that our infrastructure has the funding, that we have policies that foster small business growth. you know, that our law enforcement has what it needs to fight the crime and really just, you know, to ensure that this area, the river region, can thrive, because it truly is beautiful. And again, some of the best folks on earth live here.
Now, over the weekend, it was huge international breaking news, seeing it first time in their history, despite decades of saber rattling and bad blood. Iran firing drones, ballistic missiles, the whole kitchen sink at Israel direct. Luckily, they're saying, the Israelis are saying 99% of all the ordnance sent their way were shot down. Even the United States got in on the action. Even the Jordanians got in the action. The UK helping out as well. So, number one, what do you think of that development, and where do you think this part of the world is going?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have got to stand with Israel. You know, the fact that we have heretofore had the Biden administration, you know, criticizing Netanyahu, threatening Israel if they invade Rafah. But now it's become very evident that we've got to stand with Israel, give them the support and the authority that they need to fight back. And, you know, again, this all boils down to, if Trump had been in the White House, this never would have happened. You know, Iran wouldn't have felt empowered, you know, because of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Iran filled the void that we left in the Middle East. And also the fact that, you know, weeks after the October 7th attacks, the Biden administration unfroze $10 billion for Iran to use, you know, supposedly for humanitarian aid. But of course, that, you know, fungibility, that frees up another $10 billion for them to use in preparation of this attack. So, you know, it's all become very real. And again, we've got to stand with Israel. We've got to take a tougher stance towards Iran. And we've got to, again, continue that we're being vigilant against anti-Semitism here in the United States.
Now, is there anybody, we've talked about this before, honestly, I'll be blunt, folks, whether it's you or your opponent, I've asked y'all a lot of these questions a few times at this point, but if anybody's just tuning in trying to make a decision last minute, I think this stuff's important. If you are elected, so you get the nomination, you win in November, is there anybody in the House there that you look forward to working with? Are there, say, some natural allies or folks you think you're going to get along with up there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I you know, generally think very well of the Alabama delegation, and, you know, would look forward to working with them. We'll have to work together, you know, and again, especially the way this district is drawn, a lot of some counties are bisected. So I mean, I look forward to working with Alabama delegation to ensure that we're fighting for Alabama families. I was at Harvard with Elise Stefanik. She was a senior when I was a freshman. Okay. Looked up to her then, really look up to her now. Would love to work. I think she's been such a brave voice for you know, conservatism, especially, you know, coming from where she did in New York. You know, it was a district when she initially won that didn't always go Republican. So that's kind of similar here, you know, a purple district, and yet she's become such a strong voice for the right. And again, despite having a district that may be originally been classified as a toss-up district.
Now, what do you expect this is, I guess, a question of winnability in November. What do you expect the Democrats to be making a big issue of in the November election if you are the Republican nominee?
Well, there are so many issues that we can make a big issue of: the economy, right, the border, you know, the state of our military. I mean, really pretty much everything in the book. You know, I think they're going to certainly try to work the abortion angle. But again, I think that, you know, you and I have talked about this before, you know, we in the pro-life movement have got to be more on the offensive. We have got to be pointing out the fact that Democrats are advocating for abortion up until the minute before birth. You know, that all but two Democrats voted against the Born Alive Act, which would entitle any child born alive in a hospital to basic natal care. So, you know, for too long, I think we've been on, you know, for whatever reason, been on the defensive here, and we've got to be on the offense. You know, look, we are fighting for life. I'm so proud of the Alabama legislature. I'm grateful for the court's decision in Dobbs. But I think we've got, and, you know, and again, I think the Democrats are going to try to make this issue because this is the only issue that they feel like they may have an advantage. But, you know, gratefully, and that's one reason that I wanted to raise my kids here in South Alabama. I think, you know, a lot of the Democrats in this district still are very God-fearing and recognize recognize the fact that every gift, every life is a gift from God. So I think, you know, that approach will likely fall flat, in my opinion, especially in this district, because I do think I'm hearing from more and more Democrats that they feel that the party's left them, especially when, you know, the Biden administration declares Easter Transgender Day. I think you still have a lot of Democrats that, you know, are God-fearing, you know, maybe believe in entitlements, but are God-fearing. So that'll be certainly an opportunity to try to reach out to them and you know, convince them that limited government and less government spending is going to lead to better opportunities for all of us.
Now, I like the beginning of your answer. I like your whole answer, but I like the beginning, especially when somebody sort of doesn't accept the premise of something I ask, in the sense that you don't just have to play defense of what the Democrats throw at you.
Right.
Having a good offense is very effective in getting out there. And, you know, one number that's in the news is the inflation numbers are continuing to get worse. Yeah. Do you think there will be any cut from, say, the Federal Reserve, or are they going to raise rates, keep them the same? And how do you think everyday people even care about me asking that question? I'll put it that way. It's like everything costs more, and we're sitting here arguing about a central bank esoteric policy.
Right, right.
But, you know, where do you think this in particular issue of inflation is going?
Well, the answer is it's going to get worse as long as Biden's in the White House and as long as we continue to have a politicized Federal Reserve. You know, you and I have talked about this before, is, you know, they've got two competing mandates, you know, try to keep unemployment down and then also, you know, actually try to reduce inflation. So, you know, I think interest rates are going to go up. And again, you know, it's unemployment now is so irrelevant almost. I mean, you look at Alabama, our unemployment rate is 3%, but our workforce participation rate is 57%. That means 43% of able-bodied Alabamians are not working. And that's what we've really got to focus on. I think, again, not that the unemployment rate is irrelevant, but, you know, so much focus is on that. But we really need to be looking at, and you look at these jobs reports from the Biden administration, how many of them are government jobs, right? You know, an expanse of the government or temporary jobs or jobs given to illegal aliens. Unfortunately, and to your point earlier about how many people care, you know, we've got to educate the public on this so that we can dig down, because people see unemployment numbers. My brother-in-law is married to, unfortunately, a liberal. She's a very nice girl, but otherwise, and she said, you know, it's just weird that these restaurants are all looking for workers. It kind of makes you think that maybe we have too many restaurants.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's it.
We're back. But there are a lot of folks that you know, that are, you know, just not digging in, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be up there with Jimmy Carter suggesting people wear a vest or a sweater when it's cold. Oh, my goodness. Well, I've got to hit a quick break. You game to take some calls here after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, y'all stay tuned. More with Caroline Dobson. And if you want to get in, 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone that eats 3 meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Back Endorse Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoons. Still in studio with us, we have Caroline Dobson. She's a candidate for Congress in the brand new District 2, and tomorrow is when we vote, runoff day. And folks, I said this earlier when we were talking to Dick Brubaker, this is expected to be a very low turnout. Mm-hmm. And so, Eddie and I always joke about the presidential race. Hey, Eddie, who's going to win Alabama at the presidential level?
It'd be Donald Johnson.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. But my point is that, you think Trump's inevitably going to win the state. In a runoff where a couple votes could change this mm-hmm. thing.
Yep.
Get out there. You really can make your voice heard, mm-hmm. folks. But let's go to the phones and let's talk to T-Spear. Hey, T-Spear, you're on with Caroline Dobson.
Hello, Caroline Dobson. It's nice to get to chat with you.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I've had other candidates who were running, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. You seem to have a passion for this country and this state. If you are not elected, what do you intend to do to continue to support the country?
Yes. Well, no. Thank you for asking that question. I'm a real estate lawyer, and my company has very kindly given me leave to pursue this. So I'll go back to practicing law as my day job. But that's been the amazing thing about getting to campaign. I've learned so much about the needs in this district and opportunities in this district and different charities I can be involved with. Prior to running, I'm on the board of the Southeastern Livestock Exposition, which encourages young people to get into agriculture, provides ag scholarships. I also serve on the Forestry Commission, but that was just you know, tip of the iceberg as far as, you know, the ways in which I can be involved. So, you know, whether it's a school for the dyslexic down in Tillman's Corner or a project for veterans in Russell County, I know so much more about needs that there are and ways that I can help and groups that I can be involved with. And I certainly want to be involved as much as I can be, because, again, that's what, you know, that's what this country is made out of, is civic involvement and civic engagement. And I'm just so grateful for all the folks that are working so hard in their communities to make this district better.
Okay, then I have a second question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way you can move to the Auburn and Oak area so that we can have a different representative instead of the lackluster, never hear Mike Rogers?
Well, I think we're pretty much committed to Montgomery, raising our kids here. But I do enjoy getting to spend time in Auburn. I will say that I didn't go there, but my mom, dad, grandfather, seven aunts, seven uncles say War Eagle. So look forward to getting to spend time in your neck of the woods.
Well, T-Spirit, and is that Abigail in the background?
Because he's never here. The other situation that I have is... I found that those that are stating that this is what I'm going to run for and this is what I stand for, you get to Washington and suddenly that doesn't happen. How committed are you to stand on your principles of doing what you say you're going to do?
Well,
appreciate it, T-Spirit.
Yes, no, this is a very important question and what folks should look for, you know, from their candidates. But I can tell you that I will stay true to my values. And there are a lot of folks in Monroe County and here, including my husband, who will hold me accountable. When we first started dating, he said, well, you know, I don't really like lawyers, but I hate politicians. At least you're not a politician. And here we are. But no, you know, and that's, again, this district is purple. There's no, you know, it's going to be a fight every 2 years. So it is my mandate from the voters to go to Washington, stand for conservative values, dig in and fight to try to steer the ship on this country. And then every 2 years it's going to be a fight. And yeah, I may make some of the you know, the bluer elements of this district mad, but you know, again, there's no guarantee I get elected after I've served one term, so I might as well make them mad and stand up for what's right, because that's what we need more of. We need more folks with backbone who are not afraid to stand up to the left. More folks who can go toe-to-toe with a squad and take them down.
Let's go to Eric the Dog. Hey, Eric.
Don't
lie to you.
My bad. Can you hear me now?
Yes. There you
go. My bad. Yeah, I had to listen to you on headphones. Nobody cares. Anyway, what's the difference, Carolyn? If I vote for you or I vote for Dick, what difference am I going to see?
Well, if you vote for me, I'll be a strong conservative who will stand with President Trump. I'm not a career politician. I'm running to fight for Alabama families. And you'll also see someone who, you know, beginning Wednesday morning, is going to continue to work 16-hour days to ensure that we win in November. You know, that's what it's going to take. You know, either way, whichever Democrat is elected, it's going to be, you know, a young, charismatic Democrat in their 40s who's going to be spending, they're going to have more money than we will, and they're going to be spending a lot of time campaigning. And we need someone who's going to outpace them, and that candidate is me. I've been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, Forestry Association, Cattlemen's Association, all five sheriffs, all five Republican sheriffs in this district, because they know that I'm going to stand for what's right and what's conservative, and also that I'm going to fight to win in November, because it's going to be an uphill battle. You know, this was created to be a blue seat, and it's going to take someone who's willing to fight tooth and nail and be out in every single one of these communities in every county.
All right. And what are you willing to compromise with the Democrats on?
Nothing. That's why we need to win this seat. No, I mean, you know, I think we, you know, we've got to get Democrats focused on the fact that, you know, so many of these, you know, the border shouldn't be partisan. You know, we've got to close our border. We've got to send everyone who's here illegally home. That is a drain on our society, not to mention the crime, the drugs, the terrorist cells. Again, that's a distinction between me and my candidate. When he was in the state Senate, he voted with every single Democrat to reduce penalties for falsifying voter ID cards. You know, that's one of the goals of the Biden administration. Get a lot of illegals over here and then get them registered to vote. We need folks that are going to take, you know, voter fraud and voter interference very seriously, because that's coming.
So Dick voted with them to support the fraud in the border?
He voted with every Democrat in the state Senate to reduce penalties for fraudulently issuing voter ID cards or falsifying voter ID cards. It was in 2014.
Was that a singular bill?
Yes.
Was there anything else on it?
It was 2014 SB 164.
That was a standalone bill?
Yes, it was a standalone bill in the state Senate here.
All right. Well, good luck. I just wanted to ask you those questions. And you might want to take into consideration you are going to have to work with those guys, which does mean compromise, which means I really would be interested to know on what stuff.
Well, yeah, no. Look, you know, we've got to fight for opportunities here. We've got to deregulate. But it comes more from a place of, you know, we got to increase our Republican majority. And when it comes to Social Security, for instance, you know, we've got to depoliticize some issues. Again, I think we should be depoliticizing the border. We've got to keep our country safe and secure. And again, you know, Social Security is going to be bankrupt. We can't have all these illegal aliens coming here seeking our social services to the detriment of our taxpaying citizens who are going to be about, you know, either receiving Social Security benefits or about to be entitled to them. For folks that are, you know, 50 and under, you know, we've got to look ourselves in the mirror and say the money's not going to be there. And we've got to work across party lines again to depoliticize it and say, you know, the reality is this isn't going to work. How are we going to fix this? Same with the way we treat veterans. You know, I think we've got to just do away or totally overhaul the VA system, because it's not serving our veterans in any capacity. That's hurting our military morale. It's hurting our military recruitment when our young people see how we treat those who have served our country. The fact the Biden administration is sending VA doctors and staff to the border to treat illegal aliens. But again, that should be something that should be depoliticized. We should, talk to Democrats and say, look, you know, these are the folks that we should be making the process easier for, not more complicated, not sending them, you know, all over kingdom come. I was in Washington County. The veterans in Chatham have to go to Biloxi, and then they have to wait. You know, the fact that if you're a veteran with mental health problems seeking treatment, you have to be sober before you seek mental health help. And, you know, it's like, that's a vicious cycle, you know? And so, that's another category. I mean, yeah, when I say, you know, I will not compromise my conservative values, but there are some things that we've got to come to the table and say, look, let's remove the politics and address the issue.
Well, and good questions there, Eric. And,
all right, y'all.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. No.
272-9228. And we're pretty much out of time here. So if, folks want to support you, I guess the point would be to get out and vote tomorrow.
That's right. Yes, it's supposed to be nice weather. There's only one race on the ballot, so it shouldn't take much time. But I just cannot express my gratitude for folks that have taken the time to visit with me, you two included, but you know, share their time, tell me about their experiences, their concerns, opportunities in their community. I am so blessed to have had this experience. My life has been enriched by all of those that I've met on the campaign trail. I want to fight for you in Washington. Please go vote for me tomorrow. Dobson for Congress.
Well, I appreciate it, Caroline, and best of luck tomorrow, truly. And
thank you.
I know this has been a long slog, especially for the candidates. This is, if folks only knew what goes into actually running a campaign. So I do appreciate your time and all the effort you're putting into this.
Well, thanks. But it's nothing compared to what, you know, the slog of just, you know, trying to run a business or make it in America these days is, so.
Absolutely. Well, folks, y'all stay tuned. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have these days been warm, but the nights are starting to be very mild. Tonight, clouds on the increase, the overnight low temperature down to about 58. Another warm day tomorrow, we'll say a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 86. Then a weak front approaches on Wednesday. It looks like a dry front, so we'll say mostly cloudy, high 83 Wednesday, and back to the middle 80s again on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to the phones as part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, they're ready to help you men out with your health. You know, two things can happen to guys as we mature. One, a lot of guys don't want to talk about, but ED, erectile dysfunction. And a more general problem, in fact, it might be contributing or causing your ED problem, low testosterone.
Yes.
Now, this is nothing to put off, be ashamed about, and it's certainly not something to wait to get fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor. I certainly don't like going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And the reality is pills often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. Did you know that there are now studies out there, Eddie, that men will be more irritable and argumentative on purpose before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy?
I can see that.
So, guys, if you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, including a loss, a decrease in sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, you just feel like you're always tired, walking through your life in a fog. Knowing whether or not you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym,
brother,
better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So you can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. Now, T-Spear's called back. I'll allow it. You said, T-Spear, you've got a question about the district?
Joey.
T.S., not T-Spear.
T.S., okay. You put down his T-Spear. Hey, T.S., how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you good.
Okay, because I'm on my speakerphone, but I shut y'all down. No, okay. Here's my question is, I live in the middle of Prattville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Can I vote tomorrow?
No.
Why not?
Because you are in Congressional District 6. Your nominee is Gary Palmer.
Well, you know what? That stinks. Maybe I should sneak down there and pretend I'm one of those people that... never mind. I just hate that. Okay, so I can't vote tomorrow.
Nope, the voting already happened for you, and Gary Palmer won outright.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, but I'm just going to encourage the rest of my people south of me to vote tomorrow.
There you go.
Okay, that's all I can do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, T.S.
Thank you, T.S. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hello, folks.
What up, Randall?
Hey, I'm looking, man. That commercial reminded me of something. I never really thought about this, but you remember back before, and this was right before the movie where the two black dudes acted white, like white girls. Remember when everybody is always the ocean, it ain't the size of the ship, it's the ocean of emotion, and you never heard nothing about erectile dysfunction or whatever. And now all of a sudden everybody's mind is flipped, and like it started kind of right around that movie, and like, you know what I mean? Not everybody thinks they got something wrong if they ain't, you know what I mean?
Because of the movie White Chicks with the Wayans brothers?
Huh? I mean, it kind of, that's about when it started changing. Man, I studied so much crap that some of this crap just kind of lays ahead and that popped back up, man.
Yeah, but didn't Viagra become incredibly popular, what, in the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, but I don't remember it like that. Right? I'm just asking y'all. I'm saying I don't remember it like that. I don't read it like that.
When did you get your first prescription for it?
When I was 13.
I was just joking, but oh, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer right there. Got it down from the corner.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you.
Tell you boys, God can't scratch it.
You know what I mean? God lets things happen to people for a reason. And
yes.
And sex is hell to me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's living hell to me.
Mm.
I know, that's just to be honest with you. I can't get past it. You know what I mean? The part that you think you're doing a good job, it makes me think I'm hurting, you know what I mean, somebody, and it just freaking, I can't, man, it freaks me up.
Well, luckily there are other much more wholesome pleasures in life.
Oh, heck yeah, and thinking this, and let me tell y'all something. This guy on your radio show and said that in 2018 he didn't know it was this bad. But don't start no more trouble. I'm gonna tell you, she's gonna have a hard time winning this district if it ain't Anthony Daniels that she's running against. I don't think she has a chance really. But Anthony Daniels up at it. And what I'm saying, Anthony Daniels is a person that you would want over the other person. You know what I mean? Whatever, Shannara. I mean, it just, Anthony Daniels is a good person. So y'all, no matter what, no matter what y'all do, talk to people, make sure that your friends know Anthony Daniels is the one. If they, you know what I mean? If that's where they voting at,
mm-hmm.
don't. We need him because I'm telling you, he's going to end up. I don't think she can pull it off. I don't see the county.
Well, I'll be blunt. I think it's an uphill battle for anybody who becomes a Republican nominee.
Yep.
Dick saying that, just be honest why you had to leave. Like, if there's a reason, because you saying, and I know saying you turn limit yourself, but look, these folks, other folks ain't turn limit themselves. They out there knowing that you got to be there to make something happen. You got to be there for a while. And if you didn't already know that, and you didn't know that it was this bad in 2018, maybe you just, you know, man, open up in a car dealership. Man, I love you to death, dude, but bro, you can't say stuff like that you didn't know in 2018. Come on now. It was bad then. And then,
Yeah, well, it got worse.
Yeah, and on the Donald Trump part, you know, this Bible thing, the more I look into it, you know, this Bible ain't just, they tried to, in the NIV version, I really don't know much about it because I need to. Cause
I thought it was the King James version.
No, NIV is what he officially wanted in it. Lee Greenwood never, nobody he ever around him was a Christian. And he says that he was sent to church. Now, I don't know if he was or not. Now, he says he is, and he ain't lying on nobody else. He said his grandfolks, you know what I mean, his grandparents never attended. And, you know, you don't have to his folks. He was raised by a grandparent. He said he was sent to church. I don't know is that words, y'all, but I'm just saying, y'all be careful, because this Bible is supposed to be printed. I don't know what the NIV is. You may say it's just another version. Ain't that big deal. But Lee Greenwood's wife had worked for Donald Trump for 21 years. This ain't something that he just happened to stand upon. So, I mean, this, and for Lee to be trying to push it before and it not go nowhere, now all of a sudden, you know what I mean, everybody's knocking the Bible out the window. You know what I mean? It gives you, I just want to talk it out with you because I don't know what the NIV is. What does that even stand for?
I think it's New International Version. It's a different translation. Yeah.
I just started on this little subject, so I just want to see what you thought about it. And his wife working, you know, and you know the universe pageant, how global, and especially saying Miss Universe, that's a global woman, and she has global ties all over the, you know what I mean, all over the globe. So and then for Donald Trump to be right up under her right up under him for 21 years, and then this book, he not even say, hey, y'all go out and buy my partner's book. You know what I mean? Bible. Why I wait and then make them print it in the King James part? Like, he didn't want to do that. And I don't know why. I'm going to try to find out what's the difference between the two, what the big difference is. But
Your King James is going to be much more like Shakespearean. The language is going to be more that English from that period, which is, I think, I kind of prefer it. I think the language at that time was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. But it takes a little bit of kind of, you got to translate that, even the English, the old stuff. Yeah. But the New International Version, I think, is pretty standard for a lot of folks.
There's like 16 verses missing out of it, though.
Hmm.
I just went down the rabbit hole just now, but it mentioned 16 verses are missing.
And then you can get into all the esoteric scholarly debates over why this was included, this wasn't. People can give that, their reasons. But.
And having her on the show just now, though, not to kind of go back to why we were really talking, man, her mission is farming. We need to get some more, you know what I mean? We really need that kind of type of heart in there, for real. I mean, that's the type that she can do something and really make a change. Because the way we headed, and I'm telling all y'all right now, if your granddaddy, if somebody grows gardens out in the country, go get seeds from them. Don't even worry about the vegetables. Just tell them you want seeds, put them in the freezer, hide them in the dirt, cold drop, I mean, something. You can't hide them in dirt, but in the plant, but they probably die rot. But put them in the freezer and just keep them. Just forget about them. Don't even worry about throwing that in the corner. You know what I mean? And just keep any seeds you can, y'all. I think this is fishing get really faster than I, you know what I mean? I'm looking like, you know, 8 years, but just keep the seeds, bro. Ice! Man, I love having, man, and Joey, boy, you've been killing it with the people bringing on the show, man, and letting them talk and letting them do it. Just see, you let them do what they do and say what they say, you know what somebody is about.
I tell them, y'all can always read my writing if you want to see where I'm coming from. I got plenty of opportunities to speak my mind, so. No, I invite people on to get to know them, and they can say what they want, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. But I appreciate it, Randall. Really do.
All right, brother.
Love you, brother.
Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Have we learned anything today? Don't answer that yet, because we have to hit another break. But hopefully we've learned something, right? Anything? Bueller?
It's a push.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Bradville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Sitting on the side of the road waiting on Angie to pick me up.
Oh, yeah, she kick you out again?
Yep.
Smart woman.
I've had this truck just a little over a year. I've already put 50,000 miles on it.
Wow.
You're putting some
miles on that truck, buddy.
Hey, baby, that's y'all's fault. Man. We got people all over the state calling me wanting floors.
That's good to hear.
And I get in the car and I run. You know, those jobs in Auburn and those jobs at the beach put a lot of miles on it, but it was worth doing. Absolutely a fun project, and I hope I can do it again this year.
Well, I love hearing that you're so busy that you've got to get new tires just in a year. That's fantastic to hear to me.
Until Dad looks at the bill. I didn't realize how much stuff costs. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. But let's remind folks that you'll literally go the extra mile, right, and come to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not going to be grabbing your chest going, oh, are you kidding me whenever I give you the price on this? Because most of our stuff has gone back to pre-COVID pricing.
Oh, nice.
And that's another reason I'm having to get new tires is because we are running like mad people. And if you want floors, give us a call at 285-8117, and we'll be glad to come out and give you that new quote.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. When you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles on the radio with those fellas, Joey and Eddie.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
See you, Ray.
So did we learn anything today?
I don't know if we learned it, but I was reminded once again that Joe Biden is the worst president we've ever had in my lifetime.
Yeah, you think? In your lifetime?
In my lifetime.
Okay,
yeah.
Worse than Carter.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't think it would reach there. When he got put in, I was like, it'll never go as bad as Carter did because times have changed. People know when to adjust.
Actually, I think Carter could have been a great president and not in some crisis situation.
Yeah, like a PTA lady.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly, but we don't need those.
No, I've gone back and watched old Jimmy Carter stuff, and I'm like, this guy doesn't even want to be president. It's fantastic.
Jimmy Carter as a person, wonderful man.
Yeah.
Just because you're a great guy don't mean you're a great leader.
Right. You hear that now?
They're racing, baby.
Blowers out there? Damn dirty blowers. Blowing God knows what.
I think they're sending you a hit, Joey.
Yeah, maybe so. And we learned that tomorrow's the runoff between Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson.
District 2, right?
District 2.
New.
The brand new Alabama District 2. And I think it's going to be a pretty tight race, actually.
I believe
you're
right.
It's not clear who's going to win that thing.
Well, like you said, turnout's going to be a big thing, which is so low. I think if we ever want real voter turnout...
Start your engines.
If we ever want real voter turnout, you're going to have to incentivize voting, like it or not. Mm-hmm. I know nobody wants to hear that, but that's what's going to have to be done.
Wait, so people can pay you to vote?
Nope, not at all. Not like that. But if you're voting, you're a registered voter, we'll put your name in the lottery. Every time we have an election, there will be a $1 million giveaway. Well, we give away the money anyway.
No, that's
not. We just piss it away anyway, so.
No, actually, we should do this. If you don't vote, your name's automatically, through Social Security, going to be thrown into a fourth branch of government we've created that operates like jury duty. Mm. So you will be summoned to be a representative against your will if you don't go and vote for the other branches.
Ooh. Yeah, yours is kind of mean there, too, but I think we got to do something. Because look over time. People have, just throughout time, less and less participation in voting. And I'll be honest, mm-hmm. politicians like that. The less people I got to cater to, the better.
No, it makes it tight, man, to where really just 12 people, 100 people can make the difference. Like
it can be 12 bad people make a difference.
Right. I mean, a lot of these votes, we kind of already know before we even vote. But on some of these, like this runoff tomorrow, you never know.
You never know. But I think, and it's something that's happened in my lifetime, people, again, that I took for granted if these two people are running, they must be really good people. I've learned in my lifetime that is not the case anymore.
Well, and tomorrow we'll have Judge Knapp, of course. We'll have a guy named Mike Termott. He's another candidate running for the Libertarian presidential nomination. Their nominating convention's coming up here before too long. And Termott seems like a very, the way I describe him, is a well-put-together businessman.
Okay.
So, but he's Libertarian, and I'm looking forward to the conversation. Cool.